it was one of the top schools, and I don't know, it's always in my, you know, when there's little kids and you ask them about colleges and they're always like Harvard because that's the only school they know. Well, for me, it was always Stanford. So it was always kind of in my dream school. So I just like went ahead and did it. And
so you applied to Stanford. Did you think you had a good shot?
I was like 50-50 on this. I was kind of like freaking myself out. I didn't want to get my hopes up. So I kept telling myself like, it's not going to happen. And then it did. So I was like, you know, way happier than I would have been if I was expecting it.
And you got good grades in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And also you're kind of involved outside of school. You have some extracurricular activities, like you volunteer at KFSK
mm-hmm.
for the teen program on Fridays.
I did that for a really long time.
What else do you like to do?
I play basketball and volleyball, and I also work at the library, so I'm over there a lot.
Working at the public library?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Stanford, what do you hope to get out of college? Do you have any idea of what, you know, subject matter topic you're interested at this young age?
I don't really have any idea, honestly, at this point. I'm just doing it to get out of here and see what's next. So
maybe start in the liberal arts?
Yeah.
Something general?
Yeah. I don't know. I really like math, so I'm thinking maybe math. So we'll see where we go with that.
So you like math. You're good at math. Mm-hmm. What else do you like to study?
I'm really interested in, like, languages. I'd really like to learn a second language while I'm there, so.
Any particular language?
I'd like to learn, okay, I can't even pronounce the name of it, but Tagalog, I think that's how you say it. I don't think that's right, but that's what I want to learn. It's Filipino.
Oh, Filipino mm-hmm. language. Do you know anybody from the Philippines?
My grandma is actually Filipino. She's, like, 3/4 Filipino, but she doesn't know any of it because her, like, dad wouldn't let her learn, even though he was, like, from there. So I'd really like to learn it.
And why didn't you want her to learn?
It's an immigrant thing. It's also actually a native thing too. At some point, the generations just like you weren't really supposed to learn it because they wanted you to be as white as possible, as English as possible. So they just like a lot of times they like cover their faces with their hands when they talk, so they couldn't see them forming the words, or they'd send them out if they were talking in Filipino or if they're talking in Tlingit.
Racism, mm-hmm. because of racism.
Yeah,
because,
basically.
Their culture was considered a negative,
mm-hmm.
so they wanted to hide who they were.
Yeah, so if they learned English first, then they wouldn't have the accent, and then they could, you know, make it through life easier. That was the idea anyways.
So you're part Filipino, mm-hmm. and you're part Tlingit, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel growing up that way in Petersburg?
I always felt pretty good about it, because, like, I don't know, our school system does a really good job of, like, including that culture in our school system. Like, in elementary school, we had, like, little potlatches where all the kids would, like, learn about the native culture and we got the native food. And it was just really cool because it's just the town knows that it's, like, integrated into the town, basically. So it was all good.
Just growing up in a town of about 3,000 people, have you done much traveling outside of Petersburg?
Oh, yeah. Part of the reason why I do two sports is because I get to travel. So we travel all around the state. Up through Anchorage, all the way to, like, Yakutat and Cake. So I've been all over the state, and then I've also been around the country a lot pretty much, too.
In the long term, do you have any idea where you might want to end up, like, back in Alaska or maybe someplace else?
I really like it here. I want to try and get out first, but I think I'll probably end up back here at some point. I just love it here so much.